you live anywhere near Sydney's beaches today, you're at risk of being trampled by thousands of people who are walking for charity. In Sydney, 3,000 walkers, most of them women but not all of them, will be walking from Manly or Kirribilli to Bondi. It's the annual Coast Trek. And this walk raises money for the Fred Hollows Foundation to restore eyesight and to put an end to avoidable blindness. It's the 10th anniversary of the Sydney Coast Trek today. And Di Westaway is the founder of Coast Trek. Di, welcome back to Breakfast.
Thank you, Fran. We're super excited here because we've raised nearly $1.7 million in this event alone. So we're thrilled that the trekkers and their donors have been so supportive.
So $1.7 million this year to restore sight to people around the world. How much have you raised through Coast Trek over the 10 years for the Fred Hollows Foundation?
Yeah, that's over $21 million. And because $25 can restore sight in a developing nation, that's nearly a million people who have had their sight restored since we've been hiking the coast of Sydney, Melbourne, Adelaide and Sunshine Coast. So it's pretty cool.
That is a phenomenal achievement, I have to say. The good news for you today as I look out the window is it's not raining. I remember when I did Coast Trek, I've got to get that in there because it remains one of my great achievements. It was pouring with rain, and after that you've had storms, you've had a lot of bad weather, but it's blue sky there where you are?
Yes, it's perfect weather for walking. It's a little bit overcast. So we're absolutely thrilled. We've got a lot of very excited people. Some of them are a bit nervous because they haven't done the training. We like them to do the training. But they're absolutely thrilled and raring to go. We've got Tanya Plebisek has just rocked up. Adam Spencer is heading down to do the 30K. So we've got a lot of people raring to go for fun, fitness friends, hiking for Fred Hollows.
Hiking for Fred Hollows. How far are people walking today?
Yes, yeah, so they're walking either 60Ks from Manly or 30Ks from Kirribilli. They all finish in Bondi. For the beautiful sunset, or some of them will keep walking into the night. They've got 18 hours to do the 60K and 10 hours to do the 30K. We've also got a blind trekker who's being guided by former Defence Minister John Faulkner. So we've got some fabulous people out here setting the bar high and inspiring us all to lead healthier, happier lives.
And John Faulkner and his team, they've been regulars at Coast Trek for a while. You have people who come back year after year, don't you?
Yes, we do. In fact, John's probably up to his 10th Coast Trek. I think he's done it every time, including our Melbourne event. And he's even done it when it was 100K. In fact, he and Ben did the 100K in torrential rain. It might have been the year that you did it, Fran. And it was the most extraordinary thing because they started at the very front of all the trekkers and nearly 4,000 trekkers passed them along the way, so they finished at the very back.
I remember that. I remember that. You were quite worried because the weather was awful and the night was late. Ben made it. Ben and John made it. It was fantastic effort.
They did.
Di, when you started this, we've talked to you a lot about this, the importance of fitness, and fitness for women in particular was your original mission, and then you've got this fundraising capacity that you've added. And the walks get bigger and bigger. You're about to add one to Adelaide later this year, which will be beautiful too, and you're teaming up with Beyond Blue for that one.
That's right.
But your mission was to make us fitter, really, to share the benefits that you found of being out in nature and getting fit. Do you think we are walking more since things like Coast Trek and other fundraising walkers?
Without question, Roy Morgan did a poll earlier this year, and they found that 5.3 million Australians now say that they've been hiking in the last 12 months. And that's absolutely extraordinary because it's not just walking. As you pointed out, it's walking in nature that is deeply good for us. Our bodies are designed to be moving, and they're designed to be moving in nature. When we do that, we connect to a really deep level of happiness. And when we do it with friends, it takes us to another level. So we're thrilled about the partnership with Beyond Blue as well as with Fred Hollows because they're both about health. And as you said, Wild Women on Top Coast Trek is all about getting people off the couch and getting them moving, particularly mums. Because if mum is moving and active, the whole family are more likely to be moving and active.
I mean, I know personally, I resisted doing this walk with you. I did a 25K walk and I hated walking. But since I've done it, it's completely changed my attitude to walking because I know I can do it now. So I walk a lot more. Do you finding that the people that are hooked up with Coast Trek do keep on walking in their lives?
Yes, we do. And many of them go on to do amazing things like going to Everest Base Camp and trekking to Machu Picchu and climbing Kilimanjaro. But the most important thing for us to share with people is that a daily walk, even just half an hour, just walk outside your front door every day and you will feel a whole lot healthier and happier for it. So it's really about walking every day, Fran. That's the message that we want to get across.
All right, Di. Well, look, I hope the skies stay blue for you and the 3,000 walkers of Coast Trek today. Good effort. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, Fran.
Di Westaway, the founder of Coast Trek. She's along the track there somewhere along the beaches of Sydney. And we've got two actually former Radio Breakfast, RN Breakfast radio producers walking, Stephen Turner and Jane Shields. So all strength to them. And if you haven't, if you want to support Coast Trek, if you want to support this fundraising effort for Fred Hollows, if you want to help restore the sight of people around the world, you can still donate. Go to the Coast Trek website. It's easy to do. $25 can make a difference, a life-changing difference for somebody.